Wisconsin's governor can do a lot with a pen, with a veto authority that's often called one of the most expansive in the country.
But the state Supreme Court is looking at a set of cases that could set new limits on the governor's authority to veto part of the state budget, including one from the time of former Governor Scott Walker that's become known as the 1,000-year veto.
Mordecai Lee is with us to talk about it. He's professor emeritus at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker. Mordecai, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for inviting me, Keely.
Take us back a few years. What's the story with this 1,000-year veto?
Well, the story is that Governor Walker wanted to delay something going into effect. And so instead of accepting the date that was written into the bill that the legislature sent him, I think it was 2018, he changed one digit. He changed the 2 into a 3, meaning that it would go into effect in 3018. And so now, of course, it's a very interesting argument on the merits of whether the power of a governor to veto something in part permits him to change the date in the way he did.
Sure, because under Wisconsin's law, the governor can cross out a few numbers. They could cross out if it was March 31st, 2018, they could cross out the 1 and the, the 2, and then you would just combine all of those together. That's perfectly legal here in Wisconsin.
Well, generally speaking, the way the court has interpreted the phrasing of the Constitution, and the Constitution merely says that appropriation bills may be approved in whole or in part. That's it. And so the question is, what does part mean? And the general rulings of the courts have been, especially when Governor Tommy Thompson really expanded the use of the veto, was that, for example, a governor could write in a number. Let's say the legislature appropriated $1 million for something. Well, governors before Tommy Thompson felt they could reduce digits, so they could change $1 million to $100,000, or they could change $1 million to $1 million. But what Governor Thompson did is he said $900,000 is a part of $1 million, and therefore I can write in a whole new digit. And there was a test case, and the court ruled that indeed, in my example, $900,000 is a part of $1 million, and therefore it was okay. And so you're right, Keeley. It's just an enormous power that governors have in Wisconsin.
So in that theory, you couldn't change it to $2 million because $2 million is not part of $1 million. But if you're reducing the number, you can make it whatever you want.
Exactly. And then now these are such interesting debates. It seems to me whether we're talking about the challenge to Governor Walker's vetoes, like we just talked about the date, whether we're talking about what Governor Evers did, The challenge is, what the heck does the Constitution mean? How does it limit it? When I was in the state legislature, we passed a constitutional amendment that we called prohibited Vanna White vetoes because of her role in Wheel of Fortune. In other words, you couldn't just eliminate letters to create a new word. And so the legislatures over time have passed a couple of constitutional amendments that ever so slightly have clipped the wings of governors. But I think these cases that are pending are awfully interesting, and I have no idea on the merits how they're going to rule.
Yeah, has the court been willing to limit the veto power of governors in the past?
I think what we have to say is that in our lifetime, the state Supreme Court has become a partisan body. In other words, when we talk, for example, about there being a conservative majority on the court, what we're saying is there's a de facto Republican majority and there's a de facto Democratic minority. And so the activities of the state Supreme Court in the last, I'd say, 10 years or so have become predictably partisan. In other words, they make decisions based on their brethren and sisters in the, let's say, state legislature or the governor's office. And so if I had to bet not on the merits, but if I had to try to interpret it based on the politics, I think the conservative majority will uphold what Governor Walker did and will overrule what Governor Evers did. And that's really, to a professor, that's just so abhorrent because it's not in the merits.
Your prediction is a partisan issue and not necessarily rooted in the intent of the law.
Exactly. I mean, let's take the argument about 2018 versus 3018. How do you want to argue it? Is 3018 a part of 2018? Well, not exactly. It's a longer deadline. But on the other hand, he's not expanding a number of an appropriations. In other words, the date doesn't change the funding. So they could easily rule that what he did was okay.
Mordecai Lee is an emeritus professor at UW-Milwaukee, also a former state lawmaker. Mordecai, although the courts may go either way, Wisconsin voters have limited the governor's veto power. Where have we seen that happen?
Right. We saw it happen in regards to the Vanna White veto, where the legislature recommended to the voters and the voters approved banning Vanna White vetoes. And then when Governor Doyle was governor, the Republican legislature recommended another constitutional amendment that prohibited deleting words to create a new sentence. In other words, you could delete words from a sentence, you could delete an entire sentence, but you couldn't string along several words from several sentences to create a new sentence.
Is that the Frankenstein veto?
You did your homework. I think I'm going to give you an A for this session.
I'll take it.
And so those have been the only two things. And now the Republican legislature is halfway towards trying to prohibit explicitly what Governor Evers did, but that has not yet reached the voters. It would have to pass the state legislature one more time.
So you say that the state Supreme Court has gone more partisan than impartial when it comes to the veto power of the governor. What about lawmakers? Is the legislature generally critical of expansive veto power from the governor's office, or is that a partisan issue, too?
You know, Keeley, theoretically, based on the way the founding fathers created these sort of competing institutions, that you would expect that the institutional perspective of being in the legislature would be different from the perspective of a governor. Even if, let's say, the governor is of your party and your party is the majority in the state legislature. But I'm afraid that what's happened to Wisconsin politics is no different than what we're seeing on our TV sets in the impeachment trial. In other words, people take positions not based on the merits, but based on their partisan affiliation. So if the president is of my party, it's fine. If the president is of the other party, it's shocking and outrageous. That's sort of what's been happening. You would think that a Republican legislature would sort of blink at the kind of vetoes that we're talking about in terms of what Governor Walker did, but they made no effort to overturn his vetoes because they were in solidarity with him. And that's how Wisconsin politics has gotten frozen and how the merits don't count very much anymore.
So what are the remedies? I mean, we see that there's this lawsuit challenging the veto now. Is that the way that people are supposed to speak up if they see that happening?
Well, that's a remedy. But if the court rules against the lawsuit, even though they decided to take it up with original jurisdiction, then it's not a remedy. I'm afraid that as a professor, I'm going to have to say the only real remedy is to have redistricting that's bipartisan so that we have state legislators who are not wedded to a party but have to win a majority vote in a district that could go to either party.
And that is a much bigger conversation for another time, but certainly something that we have often on the Ideas Network, especially in election years. Mordecai, when it comes to this 1,000-year veto of Governor Walker's, the court's also looking at a challenge to vetoes from Governor Evers. How does that play out? Can you remind us of how that might be the same or different?
Right. What Governor Evers did is he sort of expanded a category of funding without explicitly increasing a number. At the beginning of our conversation, we said you can't increase $1 million to $2 million. But he very creatively deleted a couple of words so that it was like a funding for a certain measure. It was an educational measure, was A plus B. And in that way, he didn't violate either the Frankenstein ban or the Vanna White ban. And the legislature has taken him to court and is also working on a constitutional amendment to prohibit it. I suspect the state Supreme Court is going to side with the Republican legislature and against the Democratic governor.
Mordecai, thank you both for the analysis and for looking into your crystal ball for us.
Thanks, Keeley. Nice to talk to you.
That was Mordecai Lee. He's professor emeritus at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker. Joined us today to talk about a state Supreme Court case that challenges former Governor Scott Walker's 1,000-year veto. That was from the 2017-2018 state budget.